AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The White House says it's preparing for what it calls a significant state of attacks on Israel by Iran and its proxies as soon as this week. The president forging ahead with his effort to end the conflict between Israel and Gaza.
President Biden spoke today with France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom to discuss the situation in the Middle East and ongoing efforts to de-escalate tensions and reach a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz hits the campaign trail solo for the first time this week, making stops in a number of states. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it should be as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up for them. That's one of the new rules that it's proposing to save consumers time and money. The Dow is down, NASDAQ and S&P are up, heading for the close. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's elections administrator is offering some last-minute guidance for voters ahead of tomorrow's primary. Megan Wolf is offering reminders for voters and taking questions from reporters. This is the first election in 2 years where Wisconsin voters can use absentee ballot drop boxes. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WYSN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The primary election is tomorrow. Every voter in Wisconsin will be asked to weigh in on 2 constitutional amendments. These were added to the ballot by the Republican-controlled legislature. If passed, the first one would restrict a governor's power. Right now, the governor does not need approval from lawmakers to accept funding from the federal government. Critics of the proposed amendment, mainly Democrats, say the measure could delay Wisconsinites getting help from the federal government in an emergency. The other proposed amendment would affirm that only U.S. citizens have a right to vote in Wisconsin. Studies show people are more likely to vote if they have a plan ahead of time, so make your plan and help your loved ones make theirs. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow. If you need to, you can register in person at the polls. In Dane County, you can also request a Spanish bilingual ballot, and if someone speaks any language other than English, they can bring a translator. You can find all the information you need at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 4-game series against the LA Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a 5-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. We put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
Hi, this is Paul Soglin. When I was mayor of Madison, Samba Balde was Common Council president. I counted on him to fight for a fair share of city services for all Madison residents and to protect taxpayers' interests. I know you can count on him to be a progressive state senator. Vote for Samba Balde for Senate on August 13th.
Paid for by Samba for Senate.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have primary day coverage across Wisconsin and more Wisconsin Dells tickets to give away. Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, partisan primary election eve edition. Dom, how you doing, little buddy?
Kroot, I'm doing fantastic. Good to be back with you on the radio. Rich working hard on the board. Our fair audience, you can join us, 844-967-2789. Is this the greatest radio show ever, or is it just AI? Come on, man.
We don't utilize AI here. I'm not even smart enough to utilize, like, spell check, Dom. Screws me every time. If I am putting something in written form, just expect some irregularities in the spelling. That's all I have to say. I meant to do that. Leave it alone, spell check. Dom, we can get there. The accusations
we'll get there.
Of...
Oh, my God.
Crowd enhancement via AI care of the Trump campaign over the weekend, Dom. But, you know, Trump's campaign, they always make big promises. They made some big, big promises. In fact,
we're going to build the wall and Mexico's going to pay for it? Like that one?
Well,
or the infrastructure. The healthcare plan, repeal and replace, is coming in 2 weeks. Like that?
As much as I liked all those promises that never came true, Dom.
Yeah.
Foxconn. What about the Foxconn, Dom? Dave Zweifel, our friend over at the Cap Times, writes today, the great Trump economy is a myth. It was always a fiction of him and Scotty Wanker. Let's not forget about Scott Walker.
A hoax.
I would indeed say whatever they were selling was a hoax, Dom. The magic beans didn't bear the Foxconn fruit. Let's just put it that way. So Zweifel writes over the Cap Times. I'm going to get us started today, Dom, with this one. I met a guy from Racine County, village of Mount Pleasant, and of all places, a bar across the street from Chicago's Wrigley Field the other day. Now, that's not Kroot going there. That's Dave Zweifel. I would, you know, never be day drinking. Leave that to you, Dom. And Dave Zweifel, of course. Of course, I had to ask him how things were going in Wisconsin community that had been jilted by the giant Taiwanese computer screen and iPhone assembler Foxconn. You know, the one that Donald Trump and Scott Walker, Wanker, as I like to call him, told us we're going to bring 13,000 jobs to Southeast Wisconsin and become the eighth wonder of the world.
That's what they,
what a Hail Mary. This guy laughed and said he knew several of the families that reluctantly sold their homes to make way for the development, but added that Microsoft picked up the ball and has really started going to town building that new billion-dollar data center on those vacant Foxconn acres. Now, longtime Wisconsin businessman and West Bend newspaper publisher John Torinas, who will never be confused with being a liberal, recently called the Microsoft project at Mount Pleasant the biggest economic win for Wisconsin in decades, and added that it's happening right now. That'd be in contrast to the future nebulous promises of the great Foxconn, right, Dom? It's like the, you know, don't look behind the curtain.
Happening right now, as in right now under the Evers administration, I would also note.
Dom, the company has already acquired 2 square miles of property, Torinas noted in one of his blog posts, adding that only last week it was revealed that it has purchased another 173 acres. That's a huge block of acreage, and it could spell a total of $10 billion in investments and an untold number of good, high-paying jobs over the coming decades. Now, I was sitting in the front row, Dom, at the Assembly Parlor in the Wisconsin State Capitol, and Robin Voss, your buddy, the twice, well, I guess they've never recalled him yet. They've sought to recall him a couple of times.
They've been trying, man. Not for lack of effort.
He is the, what, Speaker of the Assembly, longest serving in Wisconsin history. But I was in the Assembly Parlor the day they rolled out Foxconn, the fiction that was the future Foxconn, Dom. And the craziest part, the well-paying jobs, as they were described at the time, were supposed to pay like $13 an hour.
I think they were initially sold as higher, but as we
Scott Walker was promising gloriously high wages on the, well, the 13,000 jobs from Foxconn, but the 20,000 ancillary jobs, don't forget about those.
Right.
Promised by Scott Walker in the Hail Mary that was Foxconn, you know, because he was trying to resuscitate his political career. And, you know, after his.
And he was woefully short on his 250,000 job promise after 8 years, let alone 4.
That is also true, Dom. And he had gone on the road for nearly a year running for president, phoning it in for 15 minutes a day, and couldn't even make it to Iowa. You know, they complain about Kamala Harris. Couldn't make it to Iowa. Yeah, neither did your boy Walker. Anyways.
Pretty Dave Zweifel at the Cap Times. He continues regarding the Foxconn, as Dave writes, but the revived Mount Pleasant development is just a piece of how the economy has soared since Trump left office. That he continues to claim that during his presidency, the economy was the best in history, proves that the ex-president doesn't know economic data from cucumbers, Torinas quipped. Now, as Weifel writes, while Trump speaks of what he calls American carnage at his endless rallies, the truth is that during the nearly 4 years of Joe Biden's presidency, the economy has dramatically outperformed the previous 4 years. And that's true right here in Wisconsin. Now, this seems to be a no-brainer. I mean, we live through it, right? I mean, again, this is national data versus personal finances. I get the differences here, but I mean, how can you look at that and not think that that's the case? And of course, the data shows it, as Weifel writes. The state's unemployment rate, 2.9%, has been the lowest in history. A record 3,048,000 people are employed. The state has a nearly $4 billion budget surplus. Compare that with Trump's addition of $7 trillion to the national debt, Torinas pointed out. While wages grew 8.4% more than inflation during Trump's tenure, they have risen further under Biden. Let's say that again. While wages grew 8.4% more than inflation during Trump's tenure, they've risen further under Biden. The business-friendly blogger is quick to insist, though, that economic successes like job creation and prosperity have much more to do with the big corporations and smart business people than presidents or governors, perhaps, but administrations set the stage and their policies help fuel the economic engines. Trump focused on getting tax cuts for the already rich, but helping working people achieve pay raises and governmental incentives are what creates the buying power that moves the economy in the right direction. It's called trickle up, not trickle down. And that's the difference between the Trump years and Biden's and Harris's administration. Just one more reason this year's presidential election is so important. Dave Zweifel over at the Cap Times.
You know, I took my boys out to lunch today, and as we were walking through, we actually sat outside. That's unimportant. The important part is what was playing on the television, CNBC on the screen. And 59% of the American people in new polling perceive that we're currently in a recession. And my, well, now 18-year-old, my 18-year-old's like, well, people are dumb. We're not in a recession, Dad. You know, look at the economic data. Because that would imply contraction in two consecutive quarters, and we haven't done that. Because he knows what a recession is. I never took an econ class, but he's quite smart. So, why the misconception about the economy, Dom? I know it was easy to cast Joe Biden as something other than reality. Because the reality was, or at least the perception was, too old to vigorously campaign for the job. That was the biggest complaint about Joe Biden. But really, really, if you dig down on the financial numbers, no, it's been a great economy under Biden. Just look a little harder. Now, if your personal economy, if you are sitting at the kitchen table and having a hard time buying all the groceries you used to buy, well, that certainly reflects upon your perception of the economy. But quite frankly, you know, words have meanings. And we're not in a recession. We're in a good economic stretch. And quite frankly, all that Kamala crash last Monday, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Remember last Monday, a week ago?
So long ago. Oh, that's right. That was a week ago. Where's the Kamala growth spurt. None of that? No, none of that? I mean, we ended the week flat for crying out loud. At least the Dow did. Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of transactions.
After the full recovery of the Kamala crash. And the so-called Kamala crash was actually, according to my 18-year-old, created by a lot of wagering in the yen. And the yen had been trading very, very cheaply. You could borrow yen very, very cheaply in Japan. That's their monetary system. Most of you know that. I'm saying it for Dom's sake. Yeah, but the yen apparently has been trading at exceptionally low interest rates. When they raised, and you know how people are, when money's cheap, Dom, they leverage up, right? And they make these stacked bets, these leveraged bets. So anyways, Japanese Central Bank raised interest rates and forced a lot of people to unwind their bets against the yen or in yen currency. And then how do they get their money? Because they've been borrowing the money in yen. But you know what they've been doing? Investing the money in the U.S. stock exchange. So when you owe money on your yen, you got to go cash out your stock so you got enough liquidity to pay back the other margin calls that have come due. And I looked at my 18-year-old and I'm like, are you sure? He sure seems sure, Dom.
Oh, you know, you say it with confidence, it must be true. That seems way too logical. I'm just gonna call it the Kamala crash, because that's political and that's what they did. Of course, there's no take backs, there's no correction or apologies.
But here's the interesting part, Dom, at least here in the great state of Wisconsin. Foxconn, baby! You can't turn that fiction into a success story for Wanker, not for you, Donald Trump. Anyone here in the state of Wisconsin remembers the promises they made and never fulfilled, right? Foxconn. You got something to say? Talk to my Foxconn. And then shut up. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Best argument ever. Foxconn.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. t-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Happy days to us all. You can join the political party. Dial the lines 844-967-2789.
Dominic, tomorrow, a partisan primary in the great state of Wisconsin. If you haven't early voted yet, too late now. They're setting up the machines for the big election. I understand Civic Media will have election coverage. Polls close at 8 o'clock. I would suspect it will start by then. So tune in here and find out how the partisan primary turns out. And I would encourage all of you to vote no twice on the constitutional amendment questions. Flip it over, vote no twice, and then, you know, give these Republicans a middle finger because they're not trying to help you out. They're trying to stick it to Tony Evers.
Come on. They'll be totally efficient. These guys will be fine distributing, you know, federal disaster money, because efficient and timely is exactly how you think of the GOP.
They didn't legislate for over 300 days during the pandemic, Dom. Don't tell me that is some sort of efficiency. They also...
Well, the scam-demic, of course they did. Man, they weren't believers in that. That was a hoax.
Hoax. Kind of like the Foxconn.
Yeah,
hoax. Right. You want a hoax? That is a monumental multi-billion dollar hoax hoisted upon the people of Mount Pleasant and the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin.
Hoisted? And is only hoisted. I mean, thrown at, beat down upon. They used eminent domain to steal people's homes for private international development. What? I can't believe Republicans were for that. They're all mad about China buying up property, but hey, Taiwan, come on in. We'll give you all this money and just write it on the back of the napkin. It'll be totally fine. I'm Scott Walker, and if I do anything, I got rid of a $3.6 billion budget deficit in the state of Wisconsin, man. I'm a wheeler and dealer. That's what Scott Walker thinks, of course. So he did the napkin deal. Tried to do this thing. Well, come on. It was never going to work, man. People knew that up front. Come on. I can't believe we're still talking about this. And don't tell me, well, hey, we had the bones built and at least an effort for Microsoft to come in and pick up the pieces. No, man, that wasn't what you sold. You know, whatever we get now is beyond that. We're on step 2, 3, and 4. Because remember, they were going to do all sorts of stuff out there, like fish farming and making all sorts of medical equipment.
8.5G screens, something Scott Walker made up on the spot during a speech one day.
Come on. So, yes, it was a disaster. It was forced upon the people of Racine. And again, I just cannot – it's hard for me to fathom how the Republicans are just so nonchalant about using the force of government to steal people's homes, to forcibly buy them out. Okay, it's not stealing. But you know what I'm saying? It's not like you're building a highway or something along those lines where this was originally supposed to be for eminent domain. Oh, no, man, we got a great idea. We got a selling point. We got Donald Trump. We got the eighth wonder of the world. We're going to take all your stuff. Oh, sorry, didn't work out. My bad. Terrible.
Well, they did get a track, so you cashed the check probably. Suck it. Suck it. And what about the taxpayers who built all the infrastructure for this eighth wonder of the world that never came to fruition? This hoax hoisted, force-fed to the people of the great state of Wisconsin.
Could you call it a fraud? I mean, could you call it a fraud? I mean, if they came into this with really no intent to do that.
I'm not sure if it was rises to the level of some sort of criminal conspiracy, but this was wishful thinking at best. It was a pipe dream and a Hail Mary. And of course, this was entirely all this investment, biggest investment, a foreign corporation in any state's history, right? That was, if it worked, that was the plan. But of course, this investment of other people's money, well, was just an extension of Scott Walker's political ambition because he needed a re-election campaign issue. If Foxconn had worked out, he might still be Governor Walker for all we know. Probably better off now with the lake house in Pewaukee, Scott.
And the young
Adolf's Foundation?
Young America's Foundation. Yes, that's right.
I hear he makes like 70 grand a month working for them. 800 grand a year. It's good work if you can get it.
Well, I mean, all that selling out of Wisconsin's interest for his own. I mean, come on. Isn't that how you do it? They toe the line, you get the donations. And if you get kicked out, you know, we'll put you in charge of some nonprofit that will fund through our, you know, tax deductible charities and yada, yada, yada. One hand washes the other. They both wash in the face. Thank you for the tax cuts.
You know, I was doing some land development of my own this weekend.
Developer Crudy, huh?
I went to the hardware store up near the, you know, lake cabin we have. And I think I'd mentioned before, my wife and I wanted, you know, sort of a, not a retirement place, but a place to go to in Wisconsin. Because we're getting rid of the kids here soon. So yeah, we're going masters to this lake. And I'm going to live there full time. I'm looking forward to it. But couldn't really afford a nice house on a nice lake. So my wife wanted a nicer home. So she got that. And we've done some improvements already because she also does that. But I have been improving the waterfront because it wasn't the nicest waterfront of all time. A, bought a pier. That was quite an endeavor last year. But B, bought a long-ass pier mostly to get beyond the stumps sitting immediately off the shore. Apparently, it used to
no,
be.
No diving off the pier into the stumps. That's bad.
Well, you could technically run off the end of the pier, but I had to add another like 16 feet of pier because last time we got to the end of the pier and there was like a tree underneath. And I'm like, oh, God, you know, someone's going to not know, jump at night and jump into this tree. So I already added plenty of pier. But this weekend, I got it in my mind that I'm going to go out there and pull these stumps. And I just wanted to see if I could do it. So I started with a wooden shovel, snapped that baby in about 15 minutes, drove to the hardware store, got a steel-handled shovel, and I could put my full weight, just hammer on these stumps.
You're in the water doing this? Oh, this
yeah, up to, the water? All the way up to like my chest. You know, you got to dig on the root system, and then you use this steel-handled shovel just to get some leverage. And then I'd rock on them, and then eventually they'd come free, about 20, 30 minutes a stump.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I got about 15 stumps out of the water. But it's like I went to the gym, and I maxed out at every discipline. Quads, obliques, shoulders, back, chest, neck, every inch of my body is
dude, just you've been doing legs, bro?
Well, I utilized my legs, but I did kind of skip leg day.
Yeah.
So now there's only like a third as many stumps in the water as used to be. I feel much better, though. I didn't think I could do it.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A federal agency trying to get a little bit more friendly for farmers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and fiber news for a Monday. That's right, changes coming to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency offices. Details coming up.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Beginning in late September, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency offices will be implementing some changes to make their loan program a little bit more attractive and easier to work with for farmers of all types. Gene Schrieffer is executive director of the Wisconsin Farm Service Agency offices and explains the rationale.
This has been a passion project of listening to farmers. And I've heard it from farmers as I've traveled around, you know, how difficult it can be working with FSA and how soon people like to get out of FSA and go to commercial credit because of our very tight and stringent requirements. Again, it's this idea of focusing more on the borrower, making it more friendly, more usable, and looking at what it will take to have them succeed. So listening and then enacting changes based on those conversations.
Gene Schrieffer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Farm Service Agency offices. Now, the changes to the farm loan program will not become effective until September 25th. What they're working on right now is adjusting collateral requirements to acquire an FSA loan. They also shrunk the application from 29 pages down to 13, and they're doing more of this work online.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
And we're less than 24 hours away from the state's largest outdoor agriculture event, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Chippewa County hosting it at a neutral site, Country Fest Grounds in Cadott. Show hours are 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. daily. And remember, the cost of admission at the gate, $15 per person. That's a look at food news. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. We put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Is doing it yourself not working out? Don't need the whole building for your business anymore? Call Altus Commercial Real Estate. They'll help you find quality tenants to fill your vacancies. They market, they show, they negotiate the terms, they do all the legwork and keep you informed. Call Altus Commercial Real Estate at 608-338-1101. 608-338-1101.
Wisconsin summers are too short, so this year we decided to make the most of it. Crudy called Go Landscaping, and Cody and his team will take it from here. Go Landscaping can bring your jungle under control or create the lasting outdoor living space you've always dreamed about. Specializing in stone and paver construction, Go Landscaping are the landscaping pros you need. Do what Crudy did. Call Cody at Go Landscaping today to get started. 608-807-9245.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's growing in popularity across the country and here in Wisconsin. We're going to learn about green burials. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show Dance Party Monday Edition. Welcome back, Dominic. Welcome back, everyone. 844-967-2789. You can always play a part in this big show. And Dom, as promised, Katrina Shanklin, congressional candidate in Wisconsin's 3rd CD, she will appear on this fine program later in the happier happy hour after 5 Central Time. But I've been doing my booking, and I wanted to put a bow on that story, the flirting with disaster story. So I'm out doing my tree stump removal, and I've got this shiny new steel-handled shovel so I can lean hard on this thing and rip these roots out and get these, you know, and these aren't big tree stumps. These are, you know, 3-4 inch around tree stumps, you know, more of like shin busters and foot puncturing right. sort of tree stumps. They're not the big honkers, just so
right.
no one thinks I've somehow dug out 15 massive. That didn't happen. Little ones. But they are a pain in the ass. So I'm working hard and I got my shovel and I'm pulling it towards myself. And I don't know if you've ever Polish arm wrestled, we called it when I was a kid, where you pull towards yourself and someone's and then they let go and you hit yourself in the face. Well, think that concept. And I got this shiny new steel-handled thing. And I'm pulling so hard. And I'm trying to rip these roots out. And I'm pulling towards myself. I got my legs, my whole body, putting every ounce of weight. And I got a lot of weight behind this thing. I'm bending the steel pole. That's how much I'm pulling. And the rubber handle came flying off. And so,
well, you're doing this in the water, right?
I mean, I'm in the water, so I go flying backwards like I'm doing the Nestle plunge, right? My head was about 6 inches from the steel pier, aluminum pier. I could have had a cabinet injury to rival Scott Walker's.
I don't know, man. That's one hell of an injury. That injury seems to get worse every year.
Well, have you ever noted the actual Foxconn picture when they've got the shovels and no steel shovels, not like the one I was using with the, you know, orange Fiskars handle on the top. But Scott Walker's bald spot is the most pronounced I've ever seen it publicly. No good looking hair that day, damn. It's like a landing ramp down the left side of his forehead. I mean, he's like got 4 inches of bald landing strip. And I'm not a guy with great hair. I've got plenty of scalp wounds through the years. Yeah. It all starts with the scalp wound, doesn't it, Scott Walker?
GLH means great looking hair.
But here's let me bring it back to Wanker and the politics.
Okay, all right.
Interesting little text sent to our buddy Rich, our fine producer. He barely screens the phone calls here at 844-967-2789. And it is a visual representation of the Wankers, kind of got that meh look on his face. And behind them, there's like a pile of money in the background, the image of this picture. And what it says is, don't let right-wing governors like Scott Walker spend federal aid without oversight. The legislature should not give away its responsibility to allocate money to the next Scott Walker. Vote yes. And then require legislature to approve money spent by the next Scott Walker. Vote yes. Understanding that voting yes is what Scott Walker would want you to do. They have basically reversed the notion. They're using reverse psychology on people. They're putting Scott Walker out there, which we all find distasteful. I mean, he's got a very, I've got to say it, Dom. Rhetorically speaking, a very punchable phase. And, you know, you just, you get a reaction. Those of us that went through the uprising, live in this great state, saw him attack the unions, attack all the good people of this state. Divide and conquer the state of Wisconsin.
It's in the words, man.
And let's not forget about the Foxconn, right? The Foxconn, the greatest fraud ever hoisted upon the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin. But to use his image in this deceitful way, because, of course, the right answer is vote no on these constitutional amendments. But they do make a point. If Wanker had been the governor, we would have been screaming bloody murder. We would have wanted some sort of legislative oversight. Unfortunately, the whole time Scott Walker was the governor, he had a go-along assembly, and once they won in 2010, they gerrymandered the maps for the next decade.
Oh, come on. Better candidates, better ideas. And now with the new maps that we're using in this electoral cycle, I guess we'll get to see how good their candidates and how good their ideas are.
We will. What about the candidate up there in Barron County? Did you hear about him? Daniel Bice, over on the page 6 of the Journal Sentinel today. Assembly candidate ran his local party so badly, the state GOP shut it down.
And this is the state GOP that was complicit in, you know, trying to overturn the government. The same GOP that, what, got their account hacked for millions of dollars?
I can't say that the state party was complicit, but the director of the state party and the new director of the state party were both complicit. Come on. Yes, there
I
are
mean,
some.
If the leadership's involved, I'm just going to say it. You know, it's them.
Very well could be them. I'm just trying to cast accuracy as much as we can. Yes, there are some bad legislative candidates on the ballot Tuesday. In Milwaukee, there's a Democratic Assembly candidate who's campaigning while on work release after being convicted of his second drunk driving offense recently. In Portage, there's another Democrat running
for... Uber to go campaign? Is that one of the 12-hour shifts, I guess?
Apparently you can, Dom.
All right.
In Portage, another Democrat running for an assembly seat has criticized the looks and intelligence of the people he wants to represent. A la Tim Michaels, right?
Right. And one more, not a great strategy.
One more Democrat in Sun Prairie disputes an audit that accused him and his company of bilking millions of dollars in welfare funds to boost executive salaries and pay for cross-country trips while operating in Kansas.
Ooh, damn.
But Jimmy Swenson, a Republican running in the 67th Assembly District, the fighting 67th, might have them all beaten. As the chairman of the Barron County Republican Party in Barron County, that's where our friend Chris from Rice Lake's from. That's Barron County. Chetak, up north of Eau Claire. That's sort of up that way. That's where Barron County's at. As chairman of the Barron County Republican Party, Swenson ran the party with such a dictatorial hand that the state party launched an investigation into the matter late last year. And what their investigators found was a county party in disarray.
In disarray. I told you, man, the Republican Party's in disarray.
Dom, they laid out their conclusions in a 6-page document into the general lack of transparency under Swenson and his team. Decisions were made in closed sessions or by email. Members weren't told basic information. Republicans from outside the county were allowed to vote on county party matters. Are you allowed to do that? Apparently in Barron County you were.
And sounds like it's not right.
And the secretary and executive committee were effectively booted from office. And meeting to oust the chairman and vice chairman were ruled null and void. Who's left up there? Earlier this year, the executive committee of the state Republican Party voted unanimously to revoke the charter for the Barron County Republican Party, finding it had repeatedly violated its own constitution.
Well, of course. They're megas. That's what they do.
The membership of the county party, once in the hundreds, was down to fewer than 10.
Is it even a party if there's 10 people? It's more like a get-together.
Dom, in March, the Barron County Republican Party set up a new charter and was officially reconstituted as a county party. Swenson was no longer in a leadership post. The adults in the room were finally back in charge, claims State Senator Romaine Quinn, a Rice Lake Republican at the time. But Swenson's running for assembly himself, right, Dom? You got this?
Yeah, Swenson is running Tuesday against Republican State Rep Dave Armstrong for a state assembly seat. If elected, Swenson promises to create similar havoc at the state level, saying he will take on the global establishment rhinos who are running the assembly in the state GOP.
Didn't Scott Walker go on the campaign trail as a presidential candidate and claim he was going to wreak havoc. Just like he had wreaked havoc here in the state of Wisconsin. Yeah.
He also said he would favor slashing most state government agencies if elected. How would I fit in? I would be the same old Jim Swenson, he said. They know that I will stand up and fight like hell for what's right. Others aren't so convinced, Daniel Bice writes of the Journal Sentinel. Quinn, a local senator, said Swanson would do more harm than good. Quinn is backing Armstrong for the seat. Armstrong came under criticism in 2020 for posting a video featuring former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke and tweets in support of the Confederate flag.
Oh, that's the guy he's supporting? He's the other guy, the adult in the room?
He's the best one. Yeah, he's the one they want.
A much stronger candidate, I'm sure.
I mean, you know, better candidates, better ideas. Everyone in Madison knows who Jim is, and they know he's a joke, Quinn said. He makes no bones about it. He's planning to go down there to blow everything up. Now, it's not like Swenson doesn't have his supporters, Crudy. He's backed by many on the far right, such as State Rep Timothy Rampton and my CEO, Mike Lindell.
Tim Rampton, the pillow guy. I was just thinking to myself, you know who this guy reminds me of? Tim Rantham, the guy that tried to have us arrested.
And also backed by more than a dozen county party chairs. And Crudy, you're going to love this one. Former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Oh, of course he does.
Swenson at two meetings with state party officials.
Swenson. When you say Gableman, I got to say corrupted former Supreme Court Justice. Yes. Sorry.
I did not.
Yes. Sorry to interrupt.
Say it again. No, I insist. What was that again?
Corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman endorses this fine candidate.
Yeah, but he's not the Ku Klux Klan Confederate flag guy.
No, that's the sane one. According to State Senator Romaine, Quinn, is he a salad or a senator? I'm sorry, please continue.
Swenson has enough support to get control of the Barron County Republican Party. Asked about the state GOP's decision to revoke his local party's charter, Swenson contends he did nothing wrong. He said he wrote the Constitution for the local party and followed it to a T. But he wrote the Constitution and the party accuses you of what, not following what you wrote? Well, contradiction here, Gertie. Now, Swenson, he saw the dispute.
Just because he wrote it doesn't mean he followed it. We've all made some promises on paper, have we not?
Swenson said the dispute was a power struggle between establishment Republicans, whom he called expletive birds, and true conservatives. He goes by the nickname The Hammer. He said because he is harder on rhinos, that's of course Republicans in name only, than he is on Democrats. I'm a real Republican. They're not. The Hammer. You know what he did? This guy gave himself a nickname, didn't he?
You can't do that, T-Bone.
You can't do that, T-Bone. Come on. The Hammer. It's hammer time, Swenson.
844 967-2789. I was just going to get to callers, but if you think there's more important facts there.
I mean, you kind of get the gist. And he's the Confederate guy, he's the good one.
Not the Hammer, but the Confederate flag guy, or was he?
Yeah, yeah. He was defending the Confederate flag and like reposted some David Duke. And that's the one, that's the normal one that they want to put in there.
The reposted the Ku Klux Klan Confederate flag defending guy. He's the sane one. And
according to,
the corrupted Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman endorsed, Tim Rantham endorsed, Swenson one. He might be problematic.
Don't forget, the pillow guy also endorsed Swenson. The Hammer.
Mike Lindell.
Yeah, yeah.
I would really like to know who's the Democrat running in that race. maybe we can get to that. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take your phone calls. Appreciate your patience. 844-96-PARTY.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show. Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner.
Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at ZeroResMadison.com. Tell them the devils have consent you.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Devil RadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group. And move to Madison.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to get to the lines. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Let's take Ross from Crawford County. He's the most patient. Welcome, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Thanks for the show. And I really do appreciate it because a little report from the 3rd District over here, you know, the campaign to get Van Orden out. And we have two viable, you know, Democratic women running for the position. And the primaries tomorrow, of course. And I appreciate your guys' show because it's where I learned about Rebecca Cook, you know, and I knew that she was sort of the less, quote, experienced person, that she her experience is more like with her jobs and with her small business and maybe with some campaigning, and that Katrina Shanklin, the representative, the state representative in the Stevens Point area, has all this legislative experience. So it's this, you know, experience versus sort of what it really boils down to is that Rebecca Cook really had more fire in her belly. And I think it was last week, Crudy, you were sort of saying that Shanklin never responded to.
Well, now she's responded. Just for the record, Ross, she is going to appear on the show today. Katrina Shanklin will. 5:30 today.
Oh, great. Excellent. That's great. And I'm glad that she had, because I sent her a letter, you know, via her campaign, an email saying, like, what's the deal? What's the problem? But, you know, and so I was kind of leaning towards Cook because I'm like, you know, I think it might take a sort of an outsider to beat Van Orden. There's arguments for both sides. And then this soap opera shows up where Rebecca Cook had taken or allowed some what they call, I guess, dark money. And then it ended up creating an advertisement against Shanklin that essentially wasn't true, sort of blaming Shanklin, sort of saying, kind of like what you were saying earlier with Walker, that she sort of colluded with the Republicans to pass a bill that would make sure that if the state was going to try to expand Medicare and Medicaid, that it would have to go through the legislature. And it turns out that this, I can't find the details about the bill, But it turns out that it's not. That's not true. That Shanklin has apparently been really working very hard for Badger Care and trying to improve health care. And I think it was the reason why Mark Pocan stuck his nose into the issue. Governor Evers got kind of pissed, and so it was really sort of frustrating because I was sort of like falling behind Cook, and then this happens, and to me it felt like a low blow. So I mean, it sort of got me thinking about who to vote for tomorrow. But
well,
I'm looking forward to listening.
Point one thing out, Ross. There are attacks from the campaigns, right? We control, well, if you're a candidate for some, you control your campaign. And then there are third-party groups. Call it the dark money spending as you're qualifying it here. Understand that. I know that Scott Walker coordinated with third-party groups, but that was illegal when he was doing it, and it might be permitted in some strange, twisted Wild West way under state campaign finance laws. But federal candidates, people running for Congress, cannot coordinate with third-party groups. So, effectively, someone might be supportive broadly or think that Rebecca Cook is the better candidate, but she didn't specifically craft that message. That didn't come from her campaign. Now, she could disown it. She could come out there and say, don't do that. Hell, Eric Hudvey right now is threatening to sue a third-party group in the state of Wisconsin for what I see as politics as usual. You know, well, Eric Hudvey got money through his bank and benefited from this or that. Well, that's the way things are characterized in politics. But I would say ultimately, Ross, you know, if you're a voter in the third and you live in Crawford County, I believe that's your district, sir, you have a say. Listen to the Shanklin interview a little bit later today. Just had Rebecca Cook on Thursday of last week. So if you didn't hear, please check out the podcast and compare the contrast the candidates.
I heard it, yeah.
But I don't care who wins the primary. Come Wednesday, I'm supporting them to beat drunken day drinker Van Orden, allegedly. And I already throw an allegedly in there. Right. We all know he's in a bar right now.
Yeah, right. And it kind of depends on who's going to be the best candidate to be, you know, got Shanklin with all this, with this history. And sometimes you can get labeled like, oh yeah, you're the career politician. You've been a Democrat, hardcore Democrat for years. And I sort of like this outsider idea of Rebecca Cook. And I'm frustrated that Shanklin hasn't tried harder to get her. Because I'm kind of new to the third district. And so I sort of had heard about her, but then here's Rebecca Cook. And I wish that Shanklin would have been campaigning a little bit harder. I'm wondering what it was that finally got her to get onto your show, but it doesn't matter. I'm glad that she is. It's kind of a tough choice, but yeah, you're right. Ultimately, and I'm hoping that Ben Wickler is able to throw some money at this, which they failed.
Ross, this will go beyond state money. DCCC, they did not come to the aid of Brad Path, who lost to Derek Van Orden by about 4 points with no outside support, effectively. And my understanding is whoever wins the third CD is going to be the recipient, the beneficiary of like $4 million in DCCC money. So both candidates are sitting there waiting with open arms. If they win the primary, they're more than willing to, you know, put their campaigns at full speed ahead. My understanding is some late dark money has come in. We can ask Shanklin about this at 5:30. But there has been some spending to support her campaign as well. My understanding is she did not renounce the spending to the benefit of her campaign. You know, right. No one wants to unilaterally disarm in this political cycle, right? Why would they? Why would they not take the support of any outside group? And if they're saying untoward things about your opponent, that's not really you. If you don't like the money and the politics, we got to win a legislative majority at minimum in the U.S. Congress. So someone's got to win the third. And it can't be drunken Van Orden. Come back. It's a happier hour with the Devil's Advocates and you.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the